Report, Christine Blasey Ford's dad supported Kavanaugh's confirmation. By Hannah Blow on September 12, 2019. Christine Blasey Ford's father supported Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation, despite his daughter's unfounded accusations of sexual assault, according to a report from The Federalist. Blasey Ford sparked a political firestorm after presenting decades-old accusations of sexual assault against Kavanaugh following his Supreme Court nomination. Her testimony was fraught with inconsistencies, and she consistently forgot key details to back up her serious accusations. None of the witnesses she eventually named were able to corroborate her claims. According to a report from The Federalist, even Blasey Ford's father, Ralph Blasey, privately struggled with his daughter's accusations and told Kavanaugh's father, who was a member of the same golf club, that he supported Kavanaugh's confirmation. The Federalist reported. Ralph Blasey, Ford's father, went out of his way to offer to Ed Kavanaugh his support of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court, according to multiple people familiar with the conversation that took place at Burning Tree Club in Bethesda, Maryland. "I'm glad Brett was confirmed," Ralph Blasey told Ed Kavanaugh, shaking his hand. Blasey added that the ordeal had been tough for both families. The encounter immediately caused a stir at the close-knit private golf club as staff and members shared the news. The conversation between the two men echoed a letter that Blasey had previously sent to the elder Kavanaugh. Neither man returned requests for comment about the exchanges. Blasey never explicitly addressed the credibility of his daughter's allegations, but he presumably wouldn't have supported the nomination of a man he believed tried to rape his daughter. Despite the fiery political dispute, the Senate voted to confirm Kavanaugh, but Blasey Ford, along with her testimony, has been memorialized by the left. Blasey Ford landed on Time magazine's annual 100 Most Influential People list, with presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, writing the profile, lauding the professor's unfathomable sacrifice. Her story, spoken while holding back tears, shook Washington and the country. Her courage, in the face of those who wished to silence her, galvanized Americans, Harris wrote. And her unfathomable sacrifice, out of a sense of civic duty, shined a spotlight on the way we treat survivors of sexual violence, she continued. Christine Blasey Ford's ambition wasn't to become a household name or make it onto this list. She had a good life and a successful career, and risked everything to send a warning in a moment of grave consequence, she added. The coordinated and well-funded effort to destroy my good name and destroy my family will not drive me out, he said. You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit, he continued. Never. Blasey Ford's lawyer Deborah Katz recently admitted that her client was inspired to come forward with decades-old accusations to further polarize Kavanaugh's pro-life positions. In the aftermath of these hearings, I believe that Christine's testimony brought about more good than the harm misogynist Republicans caused by allowing Kavanaugh on the court, Katz said during a panel discussion at the Feminist Legal Theory Conference. He will always have an asterisk next to his name. When he takes a scalpel to Roe v. Wade, we will know who he is. We know his character, and we know what motivates him, and that is important, she continued. It is important that we know, and that is part of what motivated Christine, Katz added.